Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. This Friday we're teaching through 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1 to chapter 6 verse 2 down in Thames Valley, and I wonder what questions you might have about this amazing passage. In advance though, here are some introductory thoughts. The first five verses of chapter 5 are some of the most important in the New Testament for understanding Paul's thinking on what happens when we die and after we die. Theologians discuss what we learn regarding whether there is an intermediate state between death and glory for those who die before the second coming of Christ and such associated matters. It is a fascinating and important topic, but we'll need to leave such subtleties for another lesson and focus this time on the groaning and longing aspects of the introduction, as well as Paul's confidence in his ultimate destiny. It's also worth bearing in mind that the previous section, chapter 4, has majored on God's glory in us, that's the treasure in jars of clay, and of keeping our eyes on an eternal perspective so that we do not lose heart during our light and momentary troubles. Now, Paul goes on to talk about how we live in the in-between times, groaning, but confident and committed and active in reconciling people to God, motivated by the love Christ has for us. So, a summary statement of the entire passage could be something like this. Paul's confidence of receiving a resurrection body like Christ's keeps him hopeful despite his suffering. His work for Christ on this earth is motivated by Christ's love for him. His understanding of ministry is basically one of proclaiming the message of reconciliation and persuading people to accept it. Well, what do you think of all this? And what do you think of chapter 5? What questions have you got about this amazing passage of scripture? See you on Friday. God bless.